For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. Hurricane Beryl has formed in the Atlantic Ocean, becoming the season's first hurricane, and it's only growing stronger. Fox Weather's Max Gordon has more.
Hurricane Beryl made landfall Monday morning, slamming into Carriacou Island in Grenada. At the time of landfall, Beryl was a high-end Category 4 hurricane with 150 mile-per-hour winds, now the earliest Category 4 hurricane on record in the Atlantic hurricane season. This storm intensified quickly, fueled by extremely warm waters. Beryl went from a tropical depression to tropical storm to a major hurricane in less than 48 hours. This is only the second named storm of the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season. Trees have been toppled, power has been knocked out in some places, and a life-threatening storm surge has sent water rushing inland across the southern Windward Islands.
Warning signs are up on a Hawaii beach following the sightings of a large tiger shark. Fox's Gary Baumgarten has this story.
The 12-foot-long shark was spotted swimming 30 yards from a breakwall along Oahu's south shore. Beachgoers are being advised to check in with lifeguards before entering the water. This even though Honolulu Emergency Services has labeled the shark non-aggressive. They say there have been no reports of injuries or attacks. That being said, tiger sharks are known for being extremely aggressive and have often been known to attack humans.
A constitutional law attorney says yesterday's landmark ruling by the Supreme Court is another victory for former President Donald Trump. AFN's Chad Groening explains.
On Monday, the Supreme Court ruled 6-3 that former presidents can be shielded from prosecution for at least some of what they do in the Oval Office. The immunity that they recognized extends to the outer perimeter of the president's official responsibilities, setting what appears to be a high bar for determining what conduct could potentially be prosecuted. Abraham Hamilton III is general counsel and public policy analyst of the American Family Association. He says this was the right decision.
The court rightly ruled that the case has to be sent back down to the district court for determination as to what are official acts and what are not official acts. And I think when you read this case together with the January 6th defendant's case, that the court is sending a clear message that the Department of Justice is out of line attempting to prosecute former President Trump for his efforts to protect the integrity of what he viewed as the electoral process while serving as the sitting president of the United States of America.
Hamilton is convinced that Jack Smith's prosecution of Trump is effectively over.
I think the Supreme Court decisions, both the immunity case as well as the January 6th defendant's case, where the Supreme Court ruled that the Department of Justice wrongly applied a federal congressional provision, I think they signal the end of the Department of Justice prosecution of former President Trump, particularly for issues related to January 6th.
I'm Chad Groening.
In world news, North Korea says it has test-fired a new tactical ballistic missile capable of carrying a super-large warhead, a claim quickly disputed by South Korean officials and experts who speculate the North likely fabricated a successful test to conceal a botched launch. A report reveals how gang violence in Haiti has devastated children's lives. Here's Fox's Jonathan Savage.
More than 300,000 children have been forced from their homes in Haiti this year. Kids make up the majority of people displaced by the country's eruption of violence. A series of coordinated attacks on government infrastructure forced Prime Minister Ariel Henry's resignation in April. International efforts to restore order continue, but gangs now control at least 80% of Haiti's capital. The UN Children's Agency UNICEF says it's a humanitarian catastrophe. We're told many kids live in makeshift shelters, lacking access to food, clean water, and health care.
Back to the U.S. now, where the parent company of DVD rental operator Redbox has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The parent company is known as Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment, and the filing comes after months of a series of financial struggles for the company and piling unpaid bills. Find more news on AFN.net.